जी का प्राइवेट पार्टी है। तो हमने कहा बिल्कुल, ताकि पूरा संसार मेरा परिवार है, वसुधैव कुटुंबकम। तो तब तो प्राइवेट पार्टी हुए, सच बोल।
गुरु
जीते हैं तब आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग चाहिए। एक ऐसे कुंभ मेले का दर्शन कर रहे हैं, ये कला का कुंभ मेला है।
Images there from the banks of the Yamuna in Delhi, where the truly massive Art of Living World Culture Festival has begun. It's meant to bring in 35 lakh people in 3 days. The Prime Minister says we have to be proud of our heritage. Shri Shri Ravi Shankar has said that this is a private party for the entire world. But it was touch and go at one stage. Shri Shri Ravi Shankar was ordered to pay 5 crores by the Supreme Court's green bench for damage yesterday. Today, they told the court all they could immediately pay was 25 lakhs. The balance of the money will come later. But the big question remains, this can be a private party for the whole wide world, but is it in fact doom for the Yamuna? Are we at all serious about our environment? Is it okay to hold mega events on the floodplains of a river? Do we really care about our environment? Also on the show, a nuclear reactor is shut down in Kakrapar in Gujarat. There is a leak of contaminated superheated heavy water. The nuclear plant goes into a state of emergency. No one has been affected in a radioactive leak so far. But just how serious is the situation? This comes coincidentally on the 5th anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear tragedy in Japan. And finally, it is a packed program today. Remember about one rank, one pension? Now a 75-year-old wing commander, part of the OROP mission, is picked up from his bed at night by the cops and taken away for financial misappropriation of funds. The two leaders of the One Rank, One Pension movement, including Major General Sarbjit Singh, get anticipatory bail. Is this a straightforward corruption case, or is it, as has been alleged, a game of deep infighting within the veteran community, something that has effectively killed One Rank, One Pension as a protest? But first, let's return to that big story that we've been tracking throughout the day. It's what's happening on the banks of the Yamuna. It's been called by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar as a private party for the whole world. The courts have got concerns about its environmental impact, but one way or the other, the Prime Minister, who was there, said it is an occasion for us to remember and respect our cultural heritage.
Bharat kitni vividhataon se bhara hua hai, विश्व को देने के लिए भारत के पास क्या कुछ नहीं है। दुनिया सिर्फ आर्थिक हितों से ही जुड़ी हुई ऐसा नहीं है, दुनिया मानवीय मूल्यों से भी जुड़ सकती है और जोड़ा जा सकता है और जोड़ना चाहिए भी। भारत के पास वो सांस्कृतिक विरासत है, वो सांस्कृतिक अधिष्ठान है जिसकी तलाश दुनिया को है। हम दुनिया की उस आवश्यकताओं को कुछ न कुछ मात्रा में किसी न किसी रूप में हम परिपूर्ण कर सकते हैं, लेकिन ये तब हो सकता है जब हमें हमारी इस महान विरासत पर गर्व हो, अभिमान हो। अगर हम ही अपने आप को कोसते रहेंगे, हमारी हर चीज की हम बुराई करते रहेंगे, तो दुनिया हमारी ओर क्यों देखेगी। मैं श्रीमान श्री श्री रविशंकर जी का इस बात के लिए अभिनंदन करता हूं कि 35 साल से छोटे से कार्यकाल का ये मिशन दुनिया के 150 से ज्यादा देशों में इसी ताकत के भरोसे आप फैल चुका है, उन देशों को अपना कर चुका है। आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग के माध्यम से विश्व को भारत की एक अलग पहचान कराने में इस कार्य ने बहुत बड़ा योगदान किया है।
Just hours before the opening ceremony of their World Cultural Festival on the banks of the Yamuna, the Art of Living Foundation finally relented on the 5 crore rupee fine that the National Green Tribunal slapped on them for damage to the environment. However, they agreed to pay only 25 lakh today and the rest of the 4.75 crore rupees in the next 3 weeks. The foundation has also given an unconditional undertaking that it will pay for any environmental damage to the Yamuna after the NGT panel's assessment. The National Green Tribunal took up the case once again today after environmentalists sought a stay on the festival, alleging that Sri Sri Ravi Shankar had refused to pay the 5 crore rupees.
What if the Supreme Court upholds this order? You can't go against the court.
Ab jail jayenge, fine nahi denge.
This comment drew a sharp rebuke from the environmental court, which said it was unbecoming of him.
Reacting to an interview given to NDTV, the National Green Tribunal said it did not expect a person of the stature of Sri Sri Ravi Shankar to say that he would rather go to jail instead of paying a fine.
Good sense has prevailed on Sri Sri to tell their supporters to accept the order which is passed by NGT. And in that sense, I think it's a good thing, because if people like him start violating the directions of the court, then what about the ordinary people? It will give a totally wrong signal to other people.
And just before the final go-ahead from the court today, the government backed Sri Sri.
Sri Sri Ravi Shankar ji ko lekar vivad khade hone ka koi prashn nahi hai. Wo to vivadon ka samadhan karte hain.
As 35 lakh visitors from 155 countries are expected over the next 3 days, the World Cultural Festival can breathe a sigh of relief for now, even though many questions over its permissions and funding still remain. In New Delhi, with Sarahat Pandey, Kethi Angre for NDTV.
Okay, let's just bring in Sunetra Chaudhary, who's there on the banks of the Yamuna right now. Sunetra, do people really care about the environmental damage being caused? Do they really care about the massive traffic snarls outside? Or is there just the spirit of celebration right now?
You know, Vishnu, a lot of the people that are here with me right now, they are all disciples of Sri Sri Ravi. So a lot of them, let me just show you where they are from. This group is from
Punjab.
There were people here from Uttarakhand. There are people from Uttar Pradesh. People here from Gujarat, Maharashtra, and Delhi. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar and following him. And let me just tell you how much of a dedication it really takes, because if you look over here to where the entry to the event is, it is a nightmarish traffic. People have in fact been on the road for hours to get here. Someone like you, how long did it take you to get here?
It took me close to an hour, but
it took you an hour from 1 kilometer away.
Colony, but it's been an experience worth it. I think with the grace of Guruji and organized by Art of Living, this is an event which is not to be missed because it's a once in a lifetime event. Guys, those who have not come here today, the rain should come here tomorrow.
Did the rain spoil thing for you at all?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's blissful.
We think that when gods are happy, they shower the rains upon us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guruji says when something.
I just want to ask you, all of you here, you're from all parts of the country. There have been concerns about the environmental impact of this on the Yamuna. Did that matter at all to any one of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You, India must see the difference between this event and after this event. You see the main difference. There is a huge plantation and eco-friendly environment. There must be a change. We see today we see the main difference.
Do you think it's going to make things much better over here?
Yeah.
So, Vishnu, really, you're not going to see people who are critical of this over here, because all of the people over here are disciples. They have made a long trek to get here, and even if it took a couple of hours, more than that, people have been on the road. But a lot of people are actually hanging out over here because they don't know how to get home, because if you look outside, there really isn't, they're not letting any cars stop. It's actually a security nightmare because you have a lot of VIPs coming in, and because of the rain, what's happened is people have had to go in. If most people don't have passes, so a lot of senior citizens were telling me that they had a lot of difficulty walking in for 2-3 kilometers to go in because of the kind of security there is, because of the kind of rains and the damage that it's caused.
All right, Suretra, well, that certainly looks like a gigantic party. That's what Sri Sri Ravi Shankar had called it, a party for the entire world. But far away from that party, we can sit back and sort of look at what exactly is happening over there. And there are many who would say that what's happening is not good. Joining us to debate the ecological consequences of what's happening, whether we are just looking away from the reality of what is happening now on that flood bank of the Yamuna, whether it's all okay since a court has allowed this event to go ahead. The spokesperson of the BJP, Sambit Patra, Sharmishta Mukherjee of the Congress, Himanshu Thakkar of the South Asia Network of Dams, Rivers and People, he is an ecologist, Sanjay Parikh, the petitioner for the National Green Tribunal and Council, I should say, and the advocate in the Supreme Court. And we're also joined by Dinesh Ghotke, the spokesperson from the Art of Living, will be joining us very, very soon. Mr. Parikh, let me come to you first. 25 lakhs is what is the requirement, right, to be paid. There is that balance amount which needs to be paid. Ultimately, the total would be 5 crores. So for 25 lakhs, basically, this event can be held. It's as simple as that.
You are absolutely right. See, as a matter of fact, the principal committee, when it assessed the damages on 19th of February, they said 120 crores at that point of time to be paid before the event starts, which was reduced by the tribunal to 5 crores. And then she said that I don't want to pay even that amount, 5 crores. And today, they came with an undertaking saying that we don't have money. When the statement which was made in the tribunal was they are going to spend 10 crores in decoration alone. In decoration. So, you are right, because my apprehension is, and I do not know, let me tell you, whether even these 25 lakhs have been deposited. They were supposed to deposit today. So, today will mean up to 12 o'clock. If they don't deposit, then the amount which has been paid by the Ministry of Culture, that they have given some, that 2.5 crores,
of
that will be attached.
1.6 or 1.7
probably
crores has been released so far.
The entire amount will be attached then. Released, but then it will be attached.
Sambit, I'm just curious to know, the Culture Ministry which released these funds, 2.5 crores is the total sum, did they not go through a process internally to see the potential impact on the ecology that these funds were actually contributing towards?
Now, as far as the potential impact on the ecology is concerned, I believe the courts of this country have done a job.
The courts have gone through it, and had there been any kind of irreparable damage or damage to the ecology, naturally the NGT would not have allowed this. And if I am right, the Supreme Court even declined to say that I am going to hear a PIL on this. So naturally the Supreme Court would have been serious on this issue, would have taken up the matter and would have resolved if there would have been irreparable damage to the environment.
NGT,
that the Supreme Court declined means that the Supreme Court thought otherwise.
No, I must correct him. No. Supreme Court, yes. Let me tell you, Supreme Court did not decline. What Supreme Court said is the matter is pending before NGT, therefore you go before NGT. That was the order.
No, but so let's also look some bit.
So naturally the NGT already has given its verdict.
Let's also look at what the Green Court's order was. They say they concerned with ecological damage, not concerned with a cultural event. The Delhi Pollution Body failed to discharge its obligation. Information provided by Art of Living incomplete and vague. Don't accept the Environment Ministry stand that their permission wasn't needed. Floodplains have been drastically tampered with. This is all that has been said by the court.
Well, might have been said by the court, but I stand with the court's order in the sense that if the court would have felt that absolutely necessary to stop this event, then the court would have stopped the event.
That's true.
That the court, after all these reprimands, went ahead to say, well, please conduct the function. Why shouldn't we respect the court's order?
Right. No, there's no question of not respecting the court's order. So that's clear. Dinesh Ghodke, spokesperson of the Art of Living, 25 lakh rupees is the amount of money that the Art of Living needs to give to the court by, I believe, 12 midnight today. Are you going to do that? Have you done that already?
See, we have a right to appeal in the Supreme Court, and we are going to exercise that right.
Okay, that's interesting. You're going to...
I know for sure, last 21 years I have been with the foundation. I can barely hear you. All I can say is last 35 years of the Art of Living, we have worked for the environment, we have worked for the farmers. It is not in our DNA to even hurt a tree. If you can look around in this whole place, every tree is still standing, you know. And we have worked for the rivers, we have worked for the biodiversity of the soil. You know, we have planted 5.57 crore trees. We have rejuvenated 14 rivers. So we cannot, you know, we cannot hurt a tree. We cannot
Mr.
hurt
Ghodke,
a farmer. We cannot hurt
Mr.
the
Ghodke,
soil.
Mr. Ghodke,
all right.
Let me ask you one simple question. You are saying you are not going to pay 25 lakh rupees by today. You are instead going to go to the Supreme Court. You are not going to pay 25 lakh rupees today. You are going to go to the Supreme Court.
The court has given us 3 weeks, and we will appeal in the Supreme Court or a higher court.
The court has given you 3 weeks for that 5 crore amount, but 25 lakhs had to be paid today. Are you paying 25 lakhs today, yes or no?
I'm sorry, I'm at the venue and there is all this celebration happening. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Are you paying 25 lakhs today, yes or no?
I think we should be discussing this aspect. I think we should be discussing this aspect, that what this event is doing for the country and for the rest of the world, what kind of message it is giving. You know, yes, this discussion has been, you know, beaten to death.
Beaten to death, sir.
Yes, we are respecting.
Sir, those floodplains are being beaten to death right now.
And we will leave this place in a much better condition than how we found it. This is our commitment. This is how our track record has been for the last 35 years.
Okay, one question to you. I'm sorry the line is bad, but I know you can hear me. Are you paying 25 lakh rupees today, yes or no, to the court? All right, maybe you can't hear me, perhaps you can, but we don't have any answer to that right now. Well, perhaps... You're not going to pay.
Mr. Ghodke, you are not going to pay 25 lakhs to the court?
Okay, let's not be unfair to him. The line is unclear. Whatever he says may not actually be what the position is. He may not be able to hear.
He said earlier on,
but later on when I asked him about 10 times, he didn't say anything. So maybe we need to give him the...
Silence.
We need to find out about this. Absolutely. We need to find out a little bit more about this. Do you have any concern with the government giving the go-ahead for this event? Obviously the Green Tribunal has said something today. They've cleared the event. But even prior to that, there were 20 different areas where there were concerns.
The government, both the central government and the Delhi government, they bent backwards to let this happen. They had complete disregard of all rules. They had complete apathy towards the environment concern. There was no environment impact assessment made. There's the Ministry of Environment said, the Water Resource said that no permission is required. DDA first gave the permission, withdrew it, then again gave it. Why? So we have seen that the government has sent, both the central government and the Delhi government, they had just bent backward, they distorted, they just broke all the rules to make this happen. This is absolutely clear, this is absolutely evident. And both the central government and the Delhi government have been fined for that.
Sambit, do you want to respond to that quickly before I go across my other panelists?
See, I always stand with what the court says. And I would argue that if it was so disastrous to the environment as is being projected by some political parties and some journalists, then naturally the court would have been wise enough to hold back the even. That the court felt otherwise is something which I have been stating from the beginning. But today, at the end, I would just say that there are some people who are in fact very happy when it started raining. And in fact, there were tweets also that, well, look, this is the revenge of Mother Yamuna. It has started raining and things are going to be destroyed. But ultimately, everything has been successful.
I'm not sure,
some people
I'm not sure the
quite
revenge of
about
Mother
it,
Yamuna has
quite
started
heard about it. Let's not politicize the whole thing.
Unfortunately, when the revenge starts, everybody will suffer. All of us will suffer when the revenge starts.
Honestly. Do you really think this is a political issue? I mean, I'm asking you, is this a political issue? Yes, of course, we've got Congress guests. Yes, of course, there are other political parties. But Sambit, is this a political issue? Is the environment a political issue?
Not at all. Environment is not a political issue. And the most apolitical body in this country, that is the judiciary, took a call in it. Had the judiciary said, please shelve the event, don't go on with the event, then naturally, I'm sure Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's AOL would not have gone ahead with the event, nor the government probably would have allowed the event to take place.
Okay.
That the court felt otherwise, why should we be questioned?
Okay, fine. Mr. Ghodke, can you hear me now? All right, that's bad. We won't try this again. Let's get him on the phone line, please. If we can get him on the phone line. Himanshu, one of the points which really struck me is that it's not just that floodplain. There is a sanctuary with some of the finest bird species anywhere in India, just downstream, maybe just a kilometer downstream. That Okhla sanctuary is going to be affected.
Exactly. See, the whole thing is that the river is not just a channel of water. The river is an integrated entity upstream, downstream and across laterally with the floodplain. Now, what this event has done is that it has destroyed that floodplain, and whatever the river impact is at this location will also be felt downstream. And the vegetation that has been destroyed, the groundwater recharging capacity that has been destroyed, the flood carrying capacity that has been destroyed, the vegetation that has been destroyed, the water bodies that have been filled up, the floodplain that has been leveled, all of this will have very long term impacts. But the biggest thing is that even the National Green Tribunal has clearly said that the organizers don't have all the permission that are required, and they have been fined. So essentially, it's an illegal activity.
But the only reason why they said it's not a fine. They said use the word
I'll
fine.
I'll give you the compensation for the loss which is caused to biodiversity.
Is a restoration. Don't use the word fine. I was interested. Why did they say that?
I'll tell you. See, when you use the term fine, it is some kind of a penalty which is imposed. But the other form is, if you cause damage to the ecology which you have to restore, then it means you have committed a wrong for which you are paying. So they use the term compensation. That's, anyway, they have clarified that.
The point is that if NGT has found an activity lacking in legal sanction, you know, no government entity, a functionary should have been participating in such an event. By doing that, they are giving a signal to the country that even illegal activity, the government is okaying and sanctioning.
Samit, do you agree that this sets a wrong precedent?
Not at all.
Rather, so anybody can
the Prime Minister should definitely
anybody
not
can pay, a rich no, person can pay 5 crores and then have a big event on the banks of the Yamuna.
No, I understand that some people have found this as a way to target a culture of India and target the Prime Minister.
There is no question of...
No, no. What is the question?
The Prime Minister definitely...
Let Samit reply. Samit, go ahead.
Yes. See, why I say so, the very people who always stand with the kind of anti-India sloganering that took place in JNU to propagate that as the idea of India. In fact, I disturbed today when we see the culture of India being propagated.
It is the Prime Minister.
Trying to target the Prime Minister. If the court would have felt that this is absolutely
damaging the court actually said the only reason they are allowing is because the application came late.
Be tolerant to my views also. I was not interjecting you. If the court would have felt the same way that you are feeling, that it is extremely devastating for this country, extremely devastating for Yamuna, the court would have been wise enough to say...
You look at the three reports that the court commissioned. Each one of them saying is extremely devastating.
The court why did not the court restrain
the three reports, not one.
The court would have easily said, go and hold the
event. Lots of responses.
Never said that.
Now just listen to me. See, if people have respect for the court, let me tell you,
and rule of law.
Actually on the plain slate that the activity started. There was a judgment which was given by the tribunal on 13th of January 2015 saying that this floodplain should be used in a particular way for biodiversity park, etc. Then this particular permission was granted by DDA and Manoj Mishra informed Shri in January, the early January, that you will be violating something which is being done. So in spite of knowing... that intentionally they went ahead, this one violation, second violation of 9th of March order, this third violation not paying 25 lakhs.
There is one
tell me, if you keep on violating the court's order, where is the rule of law? In rule of law in this country, and a person like Shri violating these orders, and then you say
Samit, you want to reply to that before I go across to Sharmishta? Yes.
See, these are all selective views. I absolutely stand with the court. The court are extremely wise. If they felt that this was really irreparable and the kind of statements that I've been hearing right now, the court should have stopped the event. The court has the right.
Agreed. It should have stopped.
The court has the right. The court would have said, go and hold your function somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay, Sharmishta, go ahead.
Did not have a point to make. Means that what we are debating is wrong.
You know, the BJP spokesperson, all over the different news channels, they are going about culture, culture, culture. Culture is of India. Is it just dance and music? You know, the respect for environment is deeply rooted, ingrained. You know, if you, Mr. Sambit Patra, you would be knowing probably there is something called Yajur Veda, one of the Vedas, four Vedas.
No, I only know Ishwar Jahan.
In that,
we
have the Bhumi Sukta. In that, there is something Bhumi Sukta,
discussion into this.
Which is,
you know,
which
it's that same kind of rabble rousing. People will land up on Twitter just now, start abusing all of us and say we are anti-national, JNU this, JNU that. Why? Because one is talking about the environment. Let's not do that, Sambit.
Did I say?
You are talking about Ishrat Jahan right now. You are saying people are targeting the Prime Minister. No one is targeting the Prime Minister.
Have a guilt conscience over here.
Nobody is targeting the Prime Minister.
I never said that.
Nobody is targeting any political party. I'm just trying to understand the decision making that's taking place. What does Ishrat Jahan have to do with this summit? Why raise that argument?
The Congress spokesperson was saying that. Do I know about Yajur Veda? I should know. I know only about Ishrat Jahan. I do not know about Yajur Veda and Rig Veda.
Come on, let us not talk about that.
It's most irrelevant.
Let's come back on to the topic right now. There will be plenty of occasions to debate Ishrat Jahan, I'm certain. But please, let's come back to the point right now. I was asking you a question earlier on about whether this sets a wrong precedent or not. If somebody has money and the court says, yes, go ahead, you pay the money and then you go on to the Yamuna banks or any other banks of any other river. Now, you can argue that it's happened before. It's wrong. It's wrong whenever it's happened.
Are the courts of this country so weak? Are the courts of this country for the rich? that you say that if somebody absolutely has money, that's the court allows them to
that's
go
the
ahead with their activities.
Going.
I do not agree with this definition
so
of courts of India. The judiciary of this court is an extremely powerful judiciary, a very neutral judiciary,
okay.
A judiciary
which is there's one more issue
between point. The rich and the poor.
You know, it is also the intent of the organizers. You know, they are refusing to pay just 25 lakhs, whereas, you know,
they are showing arrogance.
So after that, they are talking about, you know, we will leave.
Then
the
I am told
better.
That Dinesh Ghodke is again with us. Again, let me ask for the millionth time. Dinesh, can you hear me? Yes or no?
The music stops.
A phenomenal impact is happening on our planet because of what's happening here. At the World Culture Festival. I think we need to discuss that.
I'm sure we need to discuss that, Dinesh. But are you paying 25 lakhs as the court has ordered by today? Yes or no? Your audio has disappeared once again. I find that somewhat convenient. Be that as it may, we're going to try and move on. And I must ask you this. What is the road ahead right now? When they say that they're going to be very deliberate about how they're going to fix the area, they're going to put in money, they're going to try and bring in those plants over there. These are not very exotic species. They can be planted over there. Then why do you have these complaints?
No. See, firstly, these are this local biodiversity is not just one, two species of plant. It's a whole chain of biodiversity, which is linked, you know, the plants are linked with the insects, are linked with the birds and animals and so on. So all of that collectively has been, the whole habitat has been destroyed. The habitat reconstruction takes ages. So that has been destroyed. Now when you flatten the floodplain, when you have removed all the shrubs and herbs, and when you have even lopped the trees, and then you have destroyed the bird habitat, how is that all going to come back just by planting one or two trees? So it's a habitat which will take a long
nature,
time to
nature
come.
Nature creates this and nature
but,
takes
but from a legal standpoint, there's nothing else that's left for you to do. This
it's
was all, the Supreme
no,
Court
because
and it's been decided.
No,
right?
That's correct.
It's something you need to accept.
There is a committee which has been appointed. They look into it. But who will give the money? Because that's a million question. I said today, these people, if they run away, who is going to restore it? Because as I said, on 19th of February, they said, 120 crores.
Exactly.
And then this damage which has been caused, it will go up to 200 crores or something.
I mean,
only one bank. But one more issue I wanted
to. 25 lakhs.
See, Prime Minister is also
the
chairman
has been done.
Of National
yes.
Ganga River Basin Authority. And this NGT in its order has said that Ministry of Water Resources and NGBRA should have done due diligence to ensure that such activity doesn't happen. Now, look at that. So, NGBRA, which was supposed to do due diligence, has not done it. And the Prime Minister, who is chairman of that, is now participating here in sort of giving a sanction, green signal to it. Which actually raises the whole issue, whether this government is really concerned about the Ganga and the other rivers rejuvenation.
Samit, do you want to reply to that? Are you serious about the Ganga? Are you serious about rejuvenation of our rivers?
Only recently, while addressing the floor of the House in Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister rightly reminded the Congress party, but I would like to remind the viewers through your channel, of the 30,000 crore rupees that was sanctioned.
Money cannot clean the river.
Okay, let somebody reply.
Sir, just a second, sir. Let me complete. 30,000 crore rupees that was sanctioned by Mr. Rajiv Gandhi for Ganga cleaning. But that was all pocketed by the leaders of Congress. Ganga did not get an inch cleaner. 3,000 crore rupees for Yamuna cleaning by Sheila Dixit and her government all the years that they were in power in Delhi. Not an inch of Yamuna was clean. Where were the activists all these years? They were not visible anywhere.
Of course not. They were all raising the issues.
Just a second. Just a second.
There
was February 16th, if I'm right, the date February 16th, there was a huge evangelist conglomeration in Kerala by the side of a river. None of these activists were visible then.
There were people who were raising that issue there also.
I never saw that discussion in
the UDV. You don't know anything about Ganga. What are you doing?
No one lacks of people.
But who is saying that is right?
By the Bela River in Kerala.
Who is saying that is right?
Where was NDTV then?
Who is saying that is right? We should have been there. We should have been there.
Took up that issue.
We should have been there, Sambit. You're absolutely right. 100% right. We should have been
happen.
There.
That's
all of the media
the
should be there. And your argument about the media not picking all the right issues, that stands. Let's say it openly. There's no problem. We
and
should have been there.
And
because that was wrong.
That's
but does that make this
Let's
right?
Let's not politicize this issue. The courts are wise enough. We may debate for 25 minutes. The courts have been debating this through years. And after due diligence, the court has delivered whatever it has delivered. So why question the court now?
Court okay, so one point that you've been making, the court has ruled that is the end of the matter. But is it really the end of the matter? Will this flood bank actually get back its vitality that activists, environmentalists, others say it may have lost? I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. There is another very important subject that we are going to be discussing today. And this is actually about a serious situation that has taken place at Kakrapara. And this is in Gujarat. A nuclear reactor has gone into automatic shutdown. This is an incident that took place at 9 a.m. this morning. It is a serious incident. However, we are told at this stage there is no radiation leak which has actually taken place. I'm going to bring you a few more details of this particular situation which has taken place. Now, this has taken place at the Kakrapara Atomic Power Station. Now, this is in Gujarat. It's about 80-odd kilometers from the city of Surat. It's a very serious situation. We've got four reactors over there, two of them constructed in the 80s. One of those have had this leak of superheated heavy water which has taken place. Two of these reactors are now being constructed. There was an automatic shutdown which took place of the reactors. We've got a note now from the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board. They said it happened at 9 a.m. All the safety functions for the reactor are currently functioning satisfactorily. They've also said that nobody was affected by radiation over there. They've also added that in that particular area where there was a pipe which developed a leak, there was no person over there, so there was no immediate threat of anybody being radiated. However, the plant went into shutdown. People who were in the plant were sequestered. They were not allowed to go out. It's only in the last couple of hours that that has taken place. There is an independent assessment team over there. They are keeping the situation under full investigation. It is a serious incident that's taken place. Let's not doubt that. And coincidentally, it comes on the fifth anniversary of what's happened at Fukushima and the nuclear meltdown over there. I should mention that the type of reactors in Fukushima and over here, completely different. It's just a historical fact that I'm stating 5 years back to the day. This is what had happened in Fukushima. Well, let's try and get a few reactions at this stage. I'm joined by M.R. Srinivasan, the former chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission of India. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. How serious is this incident for lay people watching this this broadcast?
Well, from the point of view of the lay people, I would like to say that this accident that has taken place is certainly not something that has caused any harm to anybody. But there is no doubt that we have a problem in that hot, heavy water has escaped from the reactor, and there were automatic provisions made to deal with such situations. The pressure of the chamber where the reactor pumps are located, where this leakage took place, went up. And in that condition, there's an automatic device to trip the reactor. So the reactor went into a shutdown mode. And at the same time, there's another provision to pump in heavy water into the reactor using nitrogen pressure. It's called an accumulator-driven heavy water, which is going into the reactor to cool down the reactor.
Right.
Now, that has functioned as per design intent. And then other cooling provisions also have come in. And therefore, the reactor is in a stable, cool condition. The decay heat has been taken out satisfactorily. There has been no radiation either in the plant area itself, outside of the part where people cannot really go into in the reactor building, nor any radioactivity in the environment of the plant premises. However, there was an emergency that has been declared, as was mentioned, and plant personnel are all there looking at what are the steps to take to ensure.
And Mr. Srinivasan, this was my next question to you. How do you get rid of the radioactive heavy water which has leaked?
Could you kindly repeat the question? I couldn't quite get it.
How do you get rid of the radioactive heavy water, superheated, which has leaked out of the pipes?
But it is, yeah, the heavy water that has leaked out is actually contained within the reactor building in various water bodies. So it's not coming out of the reactor building at all. It's totally contained. We call it as being boxed up. Neither air nor any liquid is coming out of the reactor building. So it's a totally inside the reactor building.
No, but
so
sir, no in the long run, in the long run, does this imply that this particular reactor will have to be shut down for good? Otherwise, where do you take all of this?
No. I don't think you can come to that conclusion at all. We have to evaluate precisely what has happened, and that will take some time, and then to see what is the extent of damage and what are the steps to take to rehabilitate it. So today you can't just say you are going to write off the reactor. Let me tell you
yes.
that these two reactors at Kakrapara actually at one point of time were the best performing reactors in the world amongst heavy water reactors. So our reactors have been doing very well. Some of them have been running for 760 days non-stop. Many of them run for 300, 400, 500 days.
Right.
And there have been no heavy water leaks. And there have been no radiation exposures anywhere.
Well Mr. Srinivasan,
this incident has taken place.
Yes.
Yes.
And Mr. Srinivasan, I appreciate...
This incident has taken place. Please go ahead.
No, I completely appreciate your joining us this evening and explaining to us exactly what has happened. I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap up this this discussion, but thanks so much for clarifying those points for us. The important point that has also been mentioned is that nobody has been affected by radiation in that particular area. And as Mr. Srinivasan, the former chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission of India, was mentioning, let's not write off that plant so far. It is nonetheless a serious incident that's taking place in that nuclear reactor. We'll take a short break. More coming up. Welcome back. They have been fighters for a cause, that cause being one rank, one pension. There are thousands of participants across the country, retired war veterans, retired soldiers, men and women, who feel that their status needs to be improved, that they deserve better pension, that they need more parity with their civilian counterparts. But now there is an ugly battle that has broken out. That's broken out between the leadership of IESM, that's the body that has been leading these one rank, one pension protests, and their former chief, Lieutenant General R.S. Kadyan, General Kadyan, the former deputy chief of Army Staff. What has happened now is that a 75-year-old wing commander who was part of the IESM movement was picked up by police in the middle of the night from his house, from his bed, and taken to the lockup. Apparently, he was involved in misappropriation of funds, approximately 14 lakh rupees. Let me just go across first to General Kadyan. Sir, you've had lots of differences with General Satbir Singh, who's led that movement, and others. But do you believe a former colleague of yours in the armed forces, a 75-year-old veteran, should have been picked up in the middle of the night and taken to the thana in this way? For a 14 lakh rupee misappropriation case, which has been repeatedly challenged by the other side, sir.
Vishnu, first of all, let me state that I am not happy that I had to start a case against my old colleagues. We worked together for 4 years. But I also have a moral responsibility to ensure that the funds collected by contributions, oblique donations from widows and jawans are kept in safe custody and are utilized in the legitimate manner. When the irregularity came to light, my first reaction was to tell the vice chairman and the treasurer, Wing Commander C.K. Sharma is the treasurer, to deposit the money back that they had taken out unauthorizedly, and we will consider the issue closed. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I even sent a message to the environment in 2013, look, this is what they have done. They have taken out the money when they shouldn't have.
General Kadyan.
But they did not react.
You are accused by the Indian ex-servicemen movement, of which you once were a part but are no longer a part, of trying to scuttle or kill OROP, one rank, one pension, as a movement. How do you respond, sir?
Vishnu, first of all, let me correct your perception. I founded the Indian ex-servicemen movement. I continue to be its chairman till date. I have been re-elected in every election. They have tried to challenge it. They have lost it at the district registrar, at the state registrar, at the High Court. High Court has clearly held there is no change in the chairman.
Okay.
If somebody else starts calling himself chairman, there is nothing I can do.
So
they are facing a contempt of court case on this.
General Kadian says he heads the body that you claim to represent as well.
Vishnu, this couldn't be far from the truth. This gentleman is usurping a certain authority, which is at the moment this particular facet of this chairman business is sub judice. The case is still pending in the court for the last 1.5 years in the High Court of Punjab and Haryana. So this gentleman, by saying that he still remains the chairman, is a misnomer to the viewers. Number two, that in the elections held in 14 to the AGM and from the AGM to the governing body and the governing body chairman, this gentleman did not even participate. So his tenure has finished in 2014. So how is he calling himself the chairman? That is number one. Number two, as regards the previous statement of his, this misappropriation supposedly is a figment of his imagination. The whole thing started when the governing body decided to relieve him of his post because of his anti-party activities.
What anti-party activities?
Well, he was hobnobbing on an individual stale, as per my information, for personal gains with various dispensations at the in the political arena. And that is how he got a appointment as in the Commonwealth Games. And thereafter, he is now an urban development something or the other construction company, MD. Now, if you are working for the government, how can you fight against the government? It's logical. And therefore, there's a clash of interest.
General Kadian, respond to that, sir. Clash of interest. You represented interests other than for the soldiers and veterans.
Vishnu, I respect Colonel Kaul. He is a decorated veteran. He is a disabled veteran. Unfortunately, he has been misled, misinformed. The election that he is talking about in Pune was held on 16th November. 2 days earlier, 14th November 2014, the court had clearly held, High Court, that no decision taken in this Pune meeting will be given effect to till the case is finalized. Case may be sub judice, but the interim order has left no doubt who the chairman is. I think Colonel Kaul doesn't have full facts with
it. I am sorry, sir. Now, you were removed as chairman. You were removed as chairman by a majority of the governing body, and it is logically, and resolutions have been passed, not only the governing body, but in the AGM also. So please, let's not stand on unnecessary information. I am quite well aware of the machinations of what you've been up to. So let's give it up. It's not worth it.
General Kadian, yes?
It is. Yeah, it is not my intention to get into one-to-one with Colonel Kaul. If he reads the constitution of our IESM, the chairman is elected directly by the general body, that is about 20,000 members.
General Kadian,
You were elected by 60 people. This 20,000 came much later. Thereafter, the rules and the MOA has been amended by the AGM.
Gentlemen, I want to ask both of you one question. I'll ask Colonel Kaul this question first. General Kadian, you can have the last word. We've got only 1 minute left on this program. Is the one rank, one pension movement effectively dead because of this court case?
No, sir. A one rank, one pension carries on. We have not lost out on anything. As far as General Kadian is concerned, we'll take him on any time. But the one rank, one pension carries on, and we are at it, and it will not die.
General Kadian, the sense is that you want to kill ODOP.
The court case started in March 2015 when whatever they are doing at Jantar Mantar, I respect them. They are doing a good struggle, but there is no relation between the two. The court case predates by at least 3 months. It was not even conceived when I started the court. They are misleading everybody
of people
by saying that I started it only for this.
So there were hundreds of people out at Jantar Mantar, sir. They did not want you over there, sir, for whatever the reason may have been. But how can you discredit the movement that they were part of?
No, that is not true. I will tell you, Vishnu. I used to go there. I went there 8-10 times. I addressed them. When I found that the language being used there was not only unparliamentary but what abusive, abusive to the country's leaders, abusive to the service chiefs, I stopped going.
Okay.
It is not a movement that we ran with dignity and discipline. It was no longer that.
I beg your pardon, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. This sort of thing never happened. And it is on record.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I'm out of time completely. I'd like to thank both of you for joining us. It is very sad, and I think everybody would agree, perhaps both of you would agree, to see ex-servicemen fight like this on a public platform. It is sad for those who believe that one rank, one pension needs more impetus to give that status, to give additional benefits monetarily to lakhs of people out there who've been with our armed forces. We'll leave it there. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. Goodbye.